exactly which one. One of the committee's platform bylaws and credentials, someone had a motion that was related to that committee. Was it?
I had a question.
A question, okay. What was your question?
Well, I had known Mr. Starr had spoken in July that we need to plan early for the LNC appointments to those committees. And my inquiry was if we were going to set a timeframe for that as to when that would be done. Actually, the suggestion in July was that the appointments be made at this meeting, but there was no kind of advertisement for that.
Would Ms. Harlow's be willing to take the action item to coordinate soliciting applicants for the LNC spots on the bylaws committee and managing that process?
Kind of the past is we basically sent out an advertisement, but it always basically the secretary compiled it.
We've got copy and paste stuff that we can use again from using stuff for the past several years.
It seemed to work.
But there's also the LNC platform appointment, so it wasn't just bylaws.
Yeah, and it.
Well, it was, I understand.
We just kind of changed the name and used the same language for multiple.
It's a similar request for applicants. I was asking more whether Ms. Harlow's wanted to take the responsibility for compiling those applicants.
Oh, I usually get that.
I was just trying to delegate your job away.
All right. Usually.
But I will not delegate your job away if you want it.
I'm happy to take it. Robert just sets up an email address that forwards to me, and then they all get dumped in a file. And
Mr. Molman.
I was just going to suggest that we did for the IT committee. We put a page up on Help the Action, which is set up by Andy Burns. And I would recommend doing the same thing. It's real quick and easy. Andy can get that up in a day. And it's already kind of an LP branded site anyway. So throw out application website pages, forms.
That's what we're doing that for COC right now.
Might quickly become the standard for the party.
It has worked for the convention committee. Well, very well. Mr. Starr.
Yeah, one of the things that we've asked for in the past, it seemed to work, is gave us an indication of what we work, is with the applications, we ask people to give just a sample of their work. And they come up a platform finding about three keys or something, who cares? Just figure out, are you able to write a sentence? You'd be surprised, I think you just can't. And also, for same thing with bylaws. So people come with some interesting ideas that way too. So you get to see they're willing to do the work. You get to see samples of their work. And I've always had it easier. Otherwise, it's just hate.
Mr. Hayes.
Adding on to what Mr. Starr was saying, if the secretary were to create some question or whatever or something like that to test someone's knowledge of parliamentary procedure at some basic level. And then that could, I'm sure Andy can incorporate that some kind of way onto the form when it'll be action. So I think that all would work.
So it sounds like it would probably be okay to have the secretary coordinate solicitations for members of that committee so that in time for the next LNC meeting we are able to populate it.
If that actually would, the motion I would like to make is that the LNC populate the portions it's responsible for both committees at the next LNC meeting.
Which is?
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
But before the next time.
First quarter.
Hopefully.
So whenever that meeting is, that would be an agenda item at that meeting that we would populate both portions of the committees that were responsible, which would be the entirety of the bylaws committee and only a portion of the platform committee.
Mr. Mora.
This is just a few things that I've been hearing in the last like couple minutes have made me a little nervous. I don't think that the primary job, the primary criteria for somebody to be on the platform committee is their writing skills. I mean, that's certainly a benefit, but their knowledge of libertarian values, their commitment to principle, I mean, these things matter to me a lot more. What we did last time, and as far as I remember the time before that, is we just had people make a statement on where, on, you know, what they were about, where they stood, you know, their view. And in that process, you could also see, and, you know, to Aaron's point, you could also see that some people were a lot more coherent, and that definitely played a factor. And there's ways to do that without saying, this is purely a test of your grammar ability. And there's a lot to a platform beyond that. And I really think that something that narrows the questions down to those two things is going to be a major drawback to something that's very open-ended.
Ms. Harlos, are you making a motion that we be prepared to populate those committees by the next LNC meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
There's a second for that. Is there any objection to that motion? Mr. Goldstein.
I've got a point of information. The bylaws committee is entirely appointed by the LNC?
That's not actually
neither
correct.
Then I've just got a question about the motion.
Bylaws.
Why is this important
entire
to populate this committee so
Oh,
quickly?
Wait, bylaws is entire, but
bylaws
there's,
is it,
but there's a weird, there's a formula.
Okay, but
right.
That's a good point. Then on platform committee, my concern is why appoint the LNC members of the platform committee a year and a half or at least a year before the states appoint their members? Before we even know what states are going to be allowed to appoint the members, are they going to function prior to having state appointees available?
Starr, you have a response to the point of information?
Yeah, well, we already know which states are able to appoint. That's based on the presidential election.
We escalated the schedule for that.
Oh, it's not based on membership?
No, it's based on membership at the last convention, I think. This is already known.
I thought it was membership in November of the year before the convention.
I think we moved the dates up so that we would not have
deadline.
This problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
we did shift the dates.
The reason why you have the LNC typically appoint first is that typically the LNC is the one that picks the interim chair.
Right.
And usually the interim chair is the one that's frankly trying to control the state parties to actually getting around and making their appointments so that they can populate and actually get more votes.
So the motion is to Ms. Bilyeu. Yep.
When is the next
don't know yet.
Okay.
We'll decide later. I'm shooting for some time in 2018.
I actually had a question for Mr. Bauer. Was it your desire that I offer an amendment to address your concern about how the applicants are solicited?
I don't think that anything's been made yet, but if at some point we're going to discuss what the actual application looks like,
okay.
I do think it should be more open-ended. Not
because
really
I share your concern, and I didn't know.
I'm not going to put a grant
quiz
or anything.
That's not actually in order because the
okay.
motion right now is just to have the LNC be prepared and solicit those applicants in advance of the next meeting, and so the details of it can be worked out amongst yourselves.
But who
after
be,
this meeting,
but
not
right
today.
Now, who has the authority to work that out?
The authority for the application naturally dwells with the secretary. If there's a need to take parts of that authority, then that can be addressed. Email ballot, electronic meeting.
Can we show
y'all
you the form for
doing
live?
I mean, I would like to work
arm wrestling in the hall. Any of these things can be done, just
not
right now. Just not right now.
Yeah, I'll work with those.
Just not right now.
Okay.
All in favor of Ms. Harlow's motion, please raise your hand. Opposed? Passes without opposition. Is there a motion to amend the agenda to just strike any of the platform credentials bylaws committee at this time? Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, those will be struck. I would propose that we have an IT committee report now